Paul Joyce has done all the form. Paul, good morning.
Good morning, Andrew. I've certainly done all the scratching this morning. Yeah, that took a bit longer than usual. But no, look, we got through all that and we did expect a heavy track. So it wasn't a shock, the conditions. It was probably a bit of a surprise how many scratchings we got. And a few came through really late, like later than usual. So that caught a few of us off guard as well.
Yeah, it did for sure. Just a few from the Wallace stable. Andrew Hurley with us as well from TAB with all the reshuffling of these key markets. Morning to you, Hurls.
Yeah, good morning to you, Andrew and Joycey. Yeah, obviously was going to be expected a heavy track. But all in all, still a good day's racing, starting with the first. And Assault and Bathory has just, literally as I say that, has just taken over favouritism from Girls Already. Assault and Bathory, $4.40 to $4.60, now into $4 this morning. It was scratched last Saturday. Girls Already, $4.80 to $4.40. No change for Scarlet Missile at $5.50, 9 to 9.50 euros, say. $12 into $10 for Gunga Din.
Yeah, look, speed-wise, I think Assault and Bathory will lead. He's got the blinkers on for the first time, and he's got Natural Willow on for the first time. So I'd expect him to roll along out in front. Eurostay will come across from a wide gate. Yarran Up Flyer will kick up. And Real Classic drawn out. I've gone for three. I went Girls Already, 3, 1, 7, and 16. She was such good value when markets first went up. She was around about $9 or $10 hurls, and I just thought that was amazing odds for a filly who's raced in much better company than this in the past. She took on the Magic Millions, of course, in January, and she finished down the track there, but that was behind Exhilarate. She's won on a heavy eight track at Warwick Farm, beating Sebra Kate, who ran second the other day behind Bivouac. So she's just got that little depth in her two-year-old form, and her first up run this prep was on the synthetic track at Canberra, and she was easy in the market. She got a long way back, and she ran on late. So it was just the perfect tune-up into this race today. And she's won twice on heavy. So I just thought she was the big value. She's obviously not such good value anymore, but she's still my clear top pick ahead of the one, Assault and Bathory. I just think with Nash aboard, blinkers first time, he'll really know he's the business today. And he'll be extremely hard to catch because he is a tough on-pace galloper. Outside of those two, I thought the seventh Scarlet Missile, we know what we get with her. She's very consistent. She handles all sorts of ground. Struggles to win, but generally Quinella trifectas for her. And I thought if you wanted a real blowout, maybe the 16 Miss Charlie. She doesn't seem to perform on anything other than soft tracks. So she'll certainly get a soft, heavy track today. So maybe she can sneak into the money. She's only got 50 kilos to carry. So I'll go 3, 1, 7, and 16.
3, 1, 7, and 16 in the opener. Race number two, we had a couple of scratchings. Or Waking Moment was certainly one that came out this morning that was, I think, I was about $10 or $11, I think, Hurls, when it came out.
Yeah, so the deductions here are fairly significant. Re-edit 8x8, 12x10 for Zalate, See Me Exceed 4x5, and Waking Moment, the one you mentioned, Andrew, at 9x9. $3.10 favourite is Wimla for race number two, in from $3.30. $4 no change for Helga Sellers, $7.50 no change. 9 to 11 into $8.50 for The Promise. Keep an eye on The Promise. It was really heavily backed last Saturday when finishing third behind Valentino Rossa. The money just sort of came from nowhere and wasn't disgraced. Slow Burn, 8 out to 9.50, 9 to 10 for Lady Couvée. At 3.10, Wimla is the favourite.
Yeah, I'm with the 5 Helga here. I think she'll get a fairly soft lead. The stablemate Slow Burn, I don't think she'll harass her too much. And I think Song and a Prayer and Wimla are the two working across from Wide Gate. Off that inside gate, Helga finds the front and hopefully controls the tempo. 5, 7, 8, and 10. She goes really well for Chris Williams. He's ridden her 4 times for 2 wins and 2 placings. She's won on heavy, she's won on soft, and I think she's racing better than ever. She won 2 on the trot before a very brave third behind Connemara last start on the Kenzo track, where she really had to absorb a bit of pressure up front. I like her. She's been in the money at 6 of her past 7, so she's really holding her form. Number 7, Wimla, she's just rock-hard fit. That's her big edge here. She obviously handles soft and heavy tracks as well. And I think she'll be a little bit more positively ridden today. She's been getting back and finding the line, but there's an opportunity today to go forward. The 8, Song and a Prayer, she just keeps running good races. You've got to go a long way back till she ran a bad race. And even when she missed a place, she had no luck going back 5 starts. So I think under Nash, she'll run well. And the 10, Ross May interests me here, the Queenslander. Her best form is on heavy tracks. She's going to carry 50 kilos after the claim. So I think she's one that's just snuck under the radar and you'd have to throw her into your multis. 5, 7, 8, and 10.
Well, there's no rain in Brisbane, so that's another reason why they may have come. Once they knew that was rain around, they've shot Rosmay down. So 5, 7, 8 and 10 in race number 2. Race 3, the Everest Carnival Handicap here, Hurls, over the 1,500.
Yeah, the Denawi deduction there is 10 by 10, Mapmaker 6 by 6, 4 by 4 Bull Market, and just 1 cent the win for Bart. Favourite here in a good race is Adana, $3.10 to $3.00. Like Kingdom Come, it'll be interesting to see if punters back up after it looked home for all money 2 weeks ago and just got nailed on the line by Iron Vinny. It's at $3.50, out from $3.40 this morning. $7 into $6 for Pelothronius. Irukandji is a $6.50 chance from $7, $9.50 to $10 for Shock Alert. No other inward moves.
Speed in this race, a Shock Alert will roll forward. The Vink by Kingdom Come will be in the first two or three. And Kanachi can certainly press on today on his favourable heavy track. But I'm on Pelothronius, the one, 111, 3 and 2. Sometimes you just got to keep it simple. And look, he's the best heavy track horse in the race. He's had 5 of his 9 career wins on heavy tracks. He loves soft tracks as well. He's in form. He's won 2 of his last 3. And even though he was unplaced on a heavy track at Randwick last start, it was a total forgive run. There were only 6 runners there. They crawled in front, sprinted home. And that's just not his go. He's a big, strong galloper that needs a bit of time to wind up. You could have a question mark on his Rose Hill form, looking at his stats. But I've gone back through all of his Rose Hill runs. He's a lot of fourths, a lot of fifths, and he's never been far away in strong races. So I don't think he doesn't handle the track. He just hasn't had the result there yet. So I'm happy to go with the one, Pelothronius, to beat the 11, Dana. He's not one of my horses. He's only on one from 15, and he sent plenty of punters broke, but I can see why today could be his day. He certainly seems to race better with the sting right out of the track, so he's got that in his favour. And he has been unlucky at his 2 runs back from a spell, so I won't bag him. I'll put him in second. The 3 got unders, if you wanted a real smoky, I think he grows another leg on the heavy tracks. And his first up win at Coffs Harbour this prep was terrific, under 61.5. So don't take too much out of his last run on a good track at Rose Hill. And the 2 Thy Kingdom Come, yeah, I think you'd have to be a brave punter to take the short odds on him after what he did last start on the Kenzo. But maybe it was just a fitness run, a fitness issue more than a lack of intent issue. So you could forgive him and back him again today. He certainly responds well to James McDonald. But I'm on Pelothronius, the proven muddy, 1, 11, 3 and 2.
And don't forget the bonus bet offers are available today. Races 1 to 5 at Rose Hill, Hurls, but there's a couple of extra races for special people.
Yeah, well, that's right. And it's races 6 and 7 included in that if you're in a TAB venue. So you might watch the races or listen to in the car and then duck into your local for races 6 and 7. All you've got to do is just flick on in venue mode, which is very prominent on the TAB app. And yeah, you'll be part of that.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Heart of Grace for Nathan's famous handicap. Race number 4 is our favourite. A little bit of a quiet betting affair. A Humboldt Current
Quiet betting affair? Come on, Earls. It's been $34 into favourites.
We haven't got that yet.
Come on.
Heart of Grace. Let me just go here again, and I'll give you the money held on the race. You're right, Heart of Grace, $34 on Wednesday, $3.90 to $4 this morning. We've got Humboldt Current at a $4.40 quote. No change for Costello at a $5. Ulasaba at $11. Monsieur Sisu, 11 to 12. Now, Andrew, Heart of Grace, they came for it early, but today it's been a little bit quiet. But in any case, it is the $4 favourite. Deductions there, only minor one for Love is Silly, $3 into three by two, I beg your pardon.
Yeah, it was interesting on Formline Thursday night. Munn said a couple of $1,000 bets early at around that $30 mark. So there'll be a few punters out there sweating it today.
And Munsey, Glenn told us earlier in the morning that it's one person that's had the bets all the way along. He even stepped in at $4 or $4.50, I think, yesterday, a couple of $4,000 bets. But they've all come from one person on Heart of Grace.
Yeah, so if we take that one punter out, Andrew, it's been quiet.
Yeah, you got out of that one, Earl.
Thanks,
all right,
mate.
Let's have a look at the speed here. I think it's all right here. You've got Monsieur Sisu, you've got Ulasaba, you've got Monasterio. We've got this query horse, Heart of Grace. Do they try and lead on her? It wouldn't surprise me if they did. And then you've got horses like The Crew and even Missy Beale. So good speed. I've gone 6.5.2.7. I think the value lies here with Ulasaba. He's going terrific, this 4-year-old. He's won 2 of his last 4. He's been close up at his other 2. He's got gears. He can go forward early, then slacken off, then quicken again. He handles soft tracks. And I think the market's just totally underestimating him. He cruised home last start, and I want to be on him again today at the good odds. The 5 Costello, punters are shying away from him, but if you have a look at his runs this prep, he's been very unlucky. It's been well documented, and he handles all sorts of going. So I think you've got to give him his chance again today. The 2, the good fight, this Kiwi, he's got great wet track form across the ditch, and his first up win was really remarkable from where he came from, over 1,400. So back out to the 2,000 suits him, and Huey Bowman booked. And I thought the 7, De Cruz, another one everyone's forgotten about. He's won his last 2 under Nash, and Nash has decided to stick with him over Ula Saba. So I think that's a good lead in itself, and he's a silly price. So the market's targeted a couple here, but I've left them out. I'm going 6-5-2-7.
6-5-2-7 in race 4. Take note of a late scratching at Caulfield. Race 4, number 2, Gaelic Chieftain, has come out on vet's advice. Race 4, number 2, Gaelic Chieftain, a late one at Caulfield. Feature race today. We've had small numbers, obviously, in the Sky Racing Active San Domenico. Yes, yes, yes. It'll be running in the run to the Rose, and Dubious has been scratched from both Sydney and Melbourne, but a lot of interest in particularly Bivouac.
Yeah, the deductions there, 16 by 17 for Yes, 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 Dubious 3 by 4, one-way traffic, $1.35, hasn't budged from that quote this morning, Andrew, for Bivouac. Exceedance 4 to 4.60 on the next line, $8 for Anaheed, Catch Me 14 to 15, from Royal Popcorn. 81 into 71, as much as $301 went up for Royal Popcorn.
Go the poppy, go the poppy.
Connections there, but yeah, Bivouac, all the rage here. No massive bets at this stage, but just been a weight of money and plenty of multis, as you'd imagine.
Yeah, exactly, Hurls. I think he's that sort of horse, and I think now you can almost just hang off. I think that's as short as he could possibly get. Looking at the speed, Anna Heed, she'll probably roll to the front here. She won't get much pressure. I think Bivouac, Huey Bowman will be desperate just to try and get Bivouac to lob onto Anna Heed and take a bit of a trail. And a horse like Catch Me is the only other one that you'd think would press forward. I don't think Royal Popcorn will be there at any stage, unfortunately. And Exceedance probably lobs along out the back and tries to wind up late. Bivouac should win, 3-6-4-5. He's got the wet track form. He's got extremely good wet track form as well. He's got the one run under his belt, which, of course, he bolted in the Vane Stakes. So everything's in his favour today, and he should just win. I think Exceedance number 6 is, for me personally, the most exciting three-year-old I've been waiting to come back in the spring. But I just don't know if today's his day, because he's never raced on a soft or heavy track. He's only first up and 1,100 short of where he'll get to. So I think Bivouac will get him today, but it might be a different story when they get out in trip. Number 4, Anaheed, she can certainly improve back on a heavy track today. That first up round the Rosebud, totally unsuited. She had 60.5 kilos there in the set weights and penalties. So she's much better suited today under this style of race. And the 5, Catch Me for 4th. 3-6-4-5.
The feature race at 2:30 this afternoon. And after the stakes races, races 5, 6 and 7, Paul Joyce will be online with immediate analysis on how the races have been run and reaction to anything that's unfolded in these races. So 5, 6 and 7 today. So what about race 6, Hurls, the Premier's Cup?
Yeah, good race. Wolf is the favourite, 3.30 into $2.90 today. Was obviously very good first up and boasted an overall solid record. 5.50 into 4.80 for So You Win. Come Play With Me, 4.60 to $5. Woogok, 6.50. Got out to 7.50 now at the shortest price bet at $6. Karzoff, very good last start down in Victoria, 12 to 11. 14 to 13 for Grey Lion, 15 to 17, back to 16 for Savakul, Sweet Thomas out to 34, Moani Machine a 41, as is Dagny. Well, if you like a horse in this race, you're getting plenty of value away from the favourite. Girl Tuesday came out 13 by 12, the deduction there.
Yeah, speed in this race here. We've got Wolf, I think, will dictate on every map. Just a matter of if anything else goes forward that's unexpected. And I think Come Play With Me, perhaps Moani Machine are the two you look at. And I can't find anything else that'll really go forward. So Wolf should get all the favours in the run. I've gone 5, 9, 7, 10. I just thought I'd be happy to back Come Play With Me. Originally, it was because of the value. He was up around the $9 mark, and I thought that was big overs, but he's trimmed up pretty much half that quote by race day. Because he's got great wet track figures back in Perth, he's won 12 of his 27 starts, and he's won 5 more races than any of his rivals. But mainly, I think his trial at Rose Hill coming into this was as good as you see. So if he lives up to that today. I think he gives Wolf a real run for its money. But I'm not going to bag Wolf. A horse that's won 5 from 6, placed his other start, just continues to get better. And he's one of these horses, when he gets into a fight, you just love to be on him because he just seems to lift. And I think he could definitely take the next step today and go into better races again. So he's a huge danger here, Wolf. 7, Say You Win. He loves it here at Rose Hill. He certainly handles the going. So I think you've got to throw him into your Quinellas and trifectas. And number 10, Wurgok, well, you could certainly argue he's the best heavy track horse in the race. 5 of his 7 career starts have been on heavy tracks. So that's it for the Premier's Cup, 5, 9, 7, 10.
Righto, come play with me in that race. Now, to race 7, the Ming Dynasty. Matty Rock certainly changed the market when that horse was scratched this morning. And we've got a number of horses here that are coming off last start wins. But today, they've got to tackle a heavy 9. What's happening in the market here?
Yeah, Matty Rock's the deduction there, Andrew, 22 by 16. Superdar is the favourite, 280 to 250. Alligator Blood, what a cracking name. 5 to 550, back into $5. Only had the 3 starts, undefeated. Academy, 550, no change. Quick Thinker, 8 to 750, back to 8, 750 to 8 for Savory. Reformist is a $14 chance. No other change in the market. 250, the favourite there.
Yeah, speed in the race will be quite good compared to some other races. Academy goes forward. I think Mystery Trick's got the blinkers on. Satin Rain likes to lead, aspect ratio. So a few of the longer priced horses will go forward. And I think that'll suit hopefully the classier animals late. I've gone 5-1-8-4. I'm sticking with Subedar. I've always liked him from his trials to his debut to his win at Rose Hill last start. And I think he just keeps improving. Obviously, the risk is he's never raced on soft or heavy. He's trialled on it. And from what I've gathered looking at those trials, he seems to have a good action through it. But you never quite tell until they get put under the pump. And we'll find out this afternoon. But for now, I've just got to stick with him, the 5, Subedar. Because number 1, Alligator Blood, the main danger, he's also never been on it. So he's 3 from 3 in Queensland. Looked brilliant first up. Really towed his rivals late there. But the same story with him. He hasn't been on it yet. And he's got to give Subedar 3 kilos. So I just had to lean Subedar's way there. Number 8, Savory, with the blinkers first time. That could certainly help bridge the gap of Subedar that he's got to make up from last time they clashed. The handicap has helped him too. He's given him 2 kilos less this time around. And number 4, Academy. Well, he's 2 from 2. And he's 1 on a soft 6. So that's getting close to the heavy range. So I'll go 5, 1, 8, 4 in the Ming Dynasty.
And as I say, Paul will be online after each of those stakes races today. Races 5, 6, and 7 are part of the National Racing Service. To race 8, the TAB Handicap. Probably the deduction was the key one here was Hort Brown Her this morning, and also for Seeker came out yesterday afternoon, Hurls.
Yeah, Hort Brown Her, a 16 by 14, the deduction, 12 by 10 for Seeker, 6 by 7 for All Too Royal, and Murillo 2 by 1. And what's a good race? Desert Lord is the favourite, $3.90 into $3. Mr. Songman, 5 into $3.90. There's been good support for So Taken, 10 into 650, and also Grey Worm, $9.50 to $7. But looking at the hold on the race, it's not necessarily weight of money. It's obviously market opinion today. $9.50 to $8.50 for Beau Ideal, 12 into 11 for You Make Me Smile, 17 to 15 Renier Piracy, 26 into $23.
There's still good speed. I mean, a little bit's come out, but there's still plenty there. I think the obvious runners, Mr. Songman, Grey Worm, you've got You Make Me Smile, probably has to get across from that gate pretty quickly. So we're everywhere across the track, good pace. I've gone 7, 6, 3 and 14. Obviously, Andrew, you were right. This race really changed my selections after scratchings. But now I'm with the 7, Desert Lord, on top. And I'm happy to have him on top. He's won 3 of his last 4. He bolted in a recent trial. He's proven on soft going. And this is his home track. He's drawn perfectly. So happy to have him on top. The 6, Beau Ideal. He's the big query, this former French sprinter. Now with James Cummings, his latest trial went 3rd behind Red Zell and Nature Strip. Nashua Willa rode him in that trial, and he's aboard today. So we've got to keep him extremely safe. The 3, Mr. Songman, he'll only improve off his first up run where he just lacked a bit of race fitness, but he was very good in finishing 2nd. And the 4, Grey Worm, he's another one that'll probably handle the track, and he looks as though he'll lead or sit outside the leader. So I've gone 7, 6, 3, and 14 in race 8.
Righto. The last, again, knocked around in a big way by Scratchings this morning.
Yeah, and this is probably the race of the day where it has been most affected. 215, God of Thunder is your favourite. 440, No Change, Roosevelt. Black Magnum, 460, solid. 5 to 554, Condemned. Spanish Dream, 13 into 11. And Isa Rich, the old timer, 51 into 34. Deductions there. Most significant one was Way Up in the Sky, 12 by 13 and 6 by 7 for Bleu Roche, which is an interesting runner, Bleu Roche, now with the Snowdens.
Yeah, it would have been good to see. We'll have to wait another day. I think speed-wise, they'll go into two sets of three. I think Black Magnum, Spanish Dream and Isa Rich will be in the front three, and then you'll have Roosevelt, God of Thunder and Condemned in the next three. I've gone 9-8-2-12. I've always liked God of Thunder. If anything, I know the scratchings have hammered his price, but it's almost made him a good thing because it takes away that tricky draw that he had. It won't be a problem now in a six-horse field, and his first up run was outstanding. He's just got to get through the heavy track, and I think he wins. He's definitely come back a lot better as a gelding. I think the 8 Roosevelt, though, he probably comes into it now on a heavy track. His best two runs have been on heavy going, and if Hugh Bowman can just switch him off a little bit in the run, he'll be charging late over the 1,100. 2 Black Magnum, well, now he comes back into it. I know he flopped last out on a good track, but his two prior wins were on heavy and soft, so all of a sudden he's a chance with the claim for Chris Williams. And the 12 Condemned, well, I've really only thrown him in for fourth. He's first up here and he's first up a little fresh and he strikes a heavy track. So he's probably an outside chance. 9, 8, 2, and 12 in the last.
All right, they're the nine races for Paul. What have you found value and a best bet?
Yeah, the best bets of, I suppose we'll have to go with God of Thunder now. Race 9, number 9 as the best. And our best value, well, it was Pelothronius, Andrew. When I tipped him to you the other day, he was $12. And I said, if you don't get on him now, we'll come into about $6. And that's exactly what's happened. So we may switch the best value now to, oh, no, we'll just leave him. Race 3, number 1, Pelothronius. If he wins, he wins. And hopefully a few punters that tuned in on Thursday when you spoke to me, Andrew, were listening. And they took the $12 because then you have got a good value bet.
Yeah, you certainly have, even with a couple of deductions there, but $12. All right, so they're the tips for Paul. What about the quaddie?
Yeah, the quaddie. It's a messy old quaddie. You see a bit of paper with numbers crossed out, scratched around. And anyway, this is the final quaddie. Let's go. 5, 9, 7 and 10 to start. 5, 1 and 8 in the second leg. 7, 8, 6 and 14 in the third leg. And we'll bring it home with numbers 9 and 8. The good thing with all those scratchings, $20 today gets us a bit over 20% of the dividend. So if we get it, we'll get a decent chunk of it. And it's still a good way to play the races because we'll keep you involved right through the end of the card.
No doubt about that. All right, we'll hear you through the afternoon around the stakes races, the San Domenico, the Premier's Cup and the Ming Dynasty with immediate analysis on what's unfolded in those three races. Thanks a lot, Paul.
Yeah, pleasure, guys. Thanks.